Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come to give you all the glory and the honor that is due your name. Welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God glory. We're here to give God praise. And I'm on remote location. I am in South Carolina. So I've been having a little problem with my computer here. So I have my co-host, my awesome husband, and he's going to be helping me today, as he does always. Good morning, honey.
Good morning. Good morning. And God bless everybody. It's good to be here one more day. Just glad to be in the number.
Amen. Well, we want to invite you to listen to New Destiny Ministries that comes on every day at this same number, 858-683-1334. She comes on at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Tune in and listen to Be Blessed, Be Inspired by the awesome men and women of God that she has preaching every day at this number. And honey, are you going to start us off with prayer?
Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now and we just say thank you for this one more day, another day that you have blessed us to see. Father, in the name of Jesus, we don't take anything for granted. We know that there are new mercies every morning, and they come only from you. Nothing because of our goodness, nothing because of what we have earned or deserved, but because you love us and you're gracious unto us, and you just keep us and just bless us. Lord God, we look to you right now to worship you, to praise you, to thank you, to give you the glory, to give you the praise, for you are worthy. There is none like you in all the earth and all of heaven. Father, we just appreciate how faithful and attentive you are to us. If it had not been for you on our side, we just don't know where we would be. But we right now are in your kingdom. We are in the hollow of your hand. We are on your mind. We are even thankful that you have called us your friend. In the name of Jesus, Father, we look to you this day, praying your direction, hallelujah, your anointing, your blessing upon this broadcast today. Let your people be blessed. Let a word go forth that will help somebody. Help somebody to be saved. Help someone to be delivered. Help someone to have hope. Help someone to know that there is a way out and that you are that way, that you are the door, and all they have to do is enter in through you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, someone who is discouraged, we pray that you will encourage them through the broadcast today. Someone who is sick, let them be healed because of the words that they hear today and the faith that it conjures up into them. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, someone who has a confused mind, let it be made clear today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray right now that you will let this word go out. Let your testimonies just be heard throughout the world, throughout the nation, throughout all, hallelujah, of humanity, that men and women everywhere will hear of your goodness and know that they can turn to you for peace, for healing, for deliverance, for salvation, for whatever they need, Lord God, because you are the true and the faithful God. There is none like you. You are a Father that loves us and has promised to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Give God the praise, we give him the honor, and we give him the glory. I'm a little under the weather, so my voice seems a little cranky. It's because of that. But I'm just so excited about the fast that we've been doing. I haven't really kept up with it. I'm here taking care of my eldest son, and I just want to give that testimony of how the Lord took him into surgery. He had two or three herniated discs in his neck, and for 7 years he's been suffering with pain, and it had gotten to the point where he was losing strength in his hand, and he's a barber, so he needs, you know, to be able to hold the clippers to clip, you know, to cut hair. And how the Lord allowed him, he was a little nervous going into the surgery, going under the anesthesia to put him to sleep, little nervous about that. But how the Lord took him through the surgery, and it was successful. And even on that day when he woke up last Monday before last, he started regaining the strength in his hand, and he endured a little more pain. But how God blessed him, he was very athletic and exercising every day and lifting weights and everything. And so the doctor told him that he would have a speedy recovery. And he's had some trouble sleeping at night because of the neck brace. But I give God all the praise and all the honor because he's walking around fine. We're trying to keep him from doing things that he's not supposed to do. But he's feeling that good that he, you know, is able to even attempt to do those things. And I just praise God for that. Praise God for, you know, guiding the surgeon's hand and how successful the operation was, and just enjoying the time that I'm here with my children, just loving on them and getting everybody fed, including myself. And I just give God the praise, the honor, and the glory that's due his name. Never want to, you know, take for granted the goodness of God. You know, honey, so many things we can praise God for, and we can give him the glory for. And, you know, we sometimes we forget, or we may praise him, but, you know, in our own way. That's why we're here. That's why the Lord gave us this broadcast, for us to be able to, you know, get on the airways and let the world know just what he's doing. And I always say that there is no testimony that's too small, no testimony, you know, that we count as a waste of time, no testimony that's too big. We have plenty of time for you to get on and give God praise and honor and glory for the things that he's doing in our lives. And he desires that. He desires that we're here to give him praise. So I thank God for, you know, just this platform to be able to do that. Right, honey?
Amen. We're just, as you say, we're just excited just to know that there is an opportunity to just let the word of God, the testimonies of his goodness, just be shared among all the nations. And there's just no testimony too small, too big, too long, too short. Everything that we have, all good and perfect gifts, come from the Lord. Every blessing, every breath that we breathe, every time we blink or bat our eyes, it's because of what the strength and the health that God has given us. And we're just glad to be able to host this venue to share God's goodness, testimonies of our own, those of the people that will call in. And we certainly invite everyone, if you're listening right now, if you're listening even through the archives, Don't just be a listener. Don't just be a spectator, but be a participator. And when you think, the song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Sometimes we just have one of those moments every now and then where it's just a hallelujah moment because we think about something that God has brought us through. So we're saying don't just keep that to yourself, but call in and share with the nations because somebody, whatever God brought you through, you're not the only one. Somebody else can live, can be made strong off of the strength and the faith that comes out of your testimony. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I always say that. You know, I invite people to call in. Sometimes I have special guests. I don't have a guest today, but I'm just inviting everyone to call in 858-683-1334 and let the world know what God is doing. God is doing things that are miracles, and a miracle is something that cannot be done by your might, cannot be done by someone else's might. And I know that God is working miracles because he's working miracles in our lives. Right, babe? We just have seen miracle after miracle happen in our lives through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I see I have a caller. Let me open up the line and see if they have a testimony for the Lord, if they just want to say good morning. Good morning, caller. 216 is the area code. 0072 is the last four of your phone number. Are you there? Would you like to say something this morning? But amen. Well, thank you for calling me in. Thank you for wanting to hear what the Lord is doing, and God bless you today. Today, we just, we don't have any callers today. We don't have a special guest, so it's just on us today. Do you have a testimony, you know, that you would like to give this morning?
I'm sorry, and I was having trouble talking, hearing, or you, was that permitted?
Yeah, I just said, do you have a testimony? We don't have a caller today. We don't have any callers today. So do you have a
testimony? Just thanking God for his goodness. And as we had talked earlier, there were some things. First of all, we just praise God for the 2-year anniversary of New Destiny Ministries.
Our host,
evangelist Adrian Bernard, and last week we were on the radio, and we were finishing up the celebration of their 2 year. They're still continuing to celebrate, but even on that celebration, there were so many awesome words that went forth, and I had an opportunity to even give some words of encouragement and just probably later a few of those words or highlights of that. I'll be glad to share with our listening audience today.
Amen. Yes, 2 years of faithful service to the Lord. Evangelist Adrian is on the line. Actually, her broadcast is 7 days a week, but she's graciously allowed us to have this time for They Overcame to hear the testimonies. She does daily. She has ministers, and if she doesn't have a minister, then she ministers to herself, and that is very commendable. That someone could every day be on the line, ready to give a word, and ready to hear a word every day, a fresh word, not just, you know, a recorded word, but a fresh word. And that's just awesome. That's an awesome, awesome thing to be able to do that. And so we just, you know, celebrating with Evangelist Bernard this week also. And then in 2 weeks we have the celebration of Christ's birth, which is called Christmas. It's very commercialized now, but just want to say that we're getting our lineup together of guests that we're going to be having. And we have on the 28th already, we have someone that is going to be speaking, giving her testimony. Awesome, awesome, awesome young lady from our home church, Dr. Stacy Simmons now is her name. I knew her as Stacy Patterson. Not Stacy, that's her sister. She would get me. Veronica? No, that's the mother. What's her name, honey?
I'm not sure if you're talking about Stacy.
No, not Stacy. Here to come soon. Anyway, she will be coming on. An awesome, awesome testimony of how the Lord has brought her through school, and now she's obtained her doctor's degree. And just, I mean, through much tribulation and Valerie, through much tribulation and just, I don't want to give her testimony, but it's just an awesome testimony. And then we have some mothers lined up. We haven't gotten an okay for them yet, so we won't speak their names, but you know, God is doing some great things in the lives of his people. And we just want the world to know what our God is doing. We just want the world to know that we are still being blessed by God. No matter what the condition of the world is, we the Bible tells us to put no trust in man. So I love President Obama. I love, you know, not everything that he does, but the things that he does. But my trust is not in President Obama. President Obama doesn't know my name. I can't call him when I need him. Hallelujah. I can't go to him anytime I want to. But God, hallelujah, he has a line that is open to me 24/7. And then when I cry and when I call unto him, in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, hallelujah, and I'll show you things that you don't even know, hallelujah. So that's who my trust is in. I'm not looking at the economy, praise God, that the economy is somewhat recovering, but my trust wasn't in the economy. My trust wasn't in the jobs that my husband has had. Yes, they provided for us, and yes, we thank God for them, but then he's not on those jobs anymore. He's not on the jobs that were paying him, you know, a big, healthy salary, but we haven't been homeless. We haven't not had food to eat. We haven't not been able to, you know, bless other people. So I just want the world to know that I serve a God that loves me. And the Bible says that he so loves me. You could put your name in there, but I put my name in there. And I say he so loves Billy, you know, that he gave his son. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for, you know, what God is doing, and I praise him for just being God in my life, showing him so strong on my behalf, doing the things that I'm not able to do, that I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to give him the honor. I'm going to give him the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're usually in the same house, but we're hundreds of miles away from one another, and I'm so excited. I've been here for Sunday. It'll be 2 weeks I've been here, you know, taking care of my son and his family and doing the things that I can do for them to help them. But I told my husband, I think it was before last, I said, you know, honey, I like getting away, and I like, you know, being able to thank God that my husband gives me, you know, the freedom to be able to do that, get away when I get a chance to. But even though I'm going to miss my little Gianni, I've enjoyed her immensely. My one-year-old granddaughter enjoyed her. She is a joy and so funny. And I've enjoyed my Malachi, my 9-year-old grandson. He is a joy. And you've gone and had lunch with him a couple of times at school. And, you know, just to be able to see him every day and wake up with him and take him to school. And I've enjoyed that. But I'm ready to come home. I'm ready to come home now. I'm going to miss them. And they keep telling me, oh, we're going to miss you, we're going to miss you. But it's time to come home. Amen, honey?
Amen.
You kind of delayed on that one.
Well, there's a time delay here with our technology. But I was already there.
Okay. Amen. Well, I am going to, since we don't have, have anyone on the line today, I'm just going to play a couple of songs. I'm going to play this song by Whitney Houston. I love, Jesus loves me.
Undeserving.
Amen. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. You know, honey, I received a text from Evangelist Bernard, and she was requesting prayer for a LaVonda Staples. She has liver cancer, and as I was looking on Facebook, most of this year, I've just seen so many young ladies and young men that are missing, and it's just so devastating to me to think that all those lives are being, no telling what they're doing with these kids. Some of them are runaways, and they think that they're running away because they don't want to abide by the rules of their families, you know, but they don't know what they're getting their lives into. And so I'm just trying to join me in prayer for these missing kids. As I looked at Facebook today, I see more are being posted. And, you know, a lot of people, honey, don't like Facebook. They say it's so much mess on Facebook, but I say, like our former pastor, the late Elder Baguette, Robert Baguette, used to say, eat the meat and throw the bones away, because there are some good things on Facebook, not just, you know, mess. There is a lot of mess on Facebook, but that's not the only thing that's on Facebook. It's, you know, there are things that are on there that are good, things that we can pray about, things that, you know, just getting information out, being able to connect with people that you may not be able to connect with because you live in separate states now, cities, you know, but states now. I remember my mom used to say the world's getting smaller and smaller. And the world has gotten smaller. We can, this broadcast goes around the world, and everyone in the world that can connect to Blog Talk Radio is able to listen to this broadcast. So the world has gotten smaller. And I'm just going to ask you, babe, before you share with us, I'm going to ask you to just send a prayer out for LaVonda Staples and for the missing children. Now, we heard, and I plan on having the prophetess that gave a testimony last week of how her daughter was missing for 6 months and how the Lord allowed her to find her. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome testimony. But God is able. There's no thing that's too hard for God. There is nothing that's too hard for God. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So we believe, God, that these children can come back. We believe, God, that they can be released by their captives, or even be released by their in their mind. God is able. He said the heart of the king is in his hand. He turns it. So even if they're not missing because someone has them, but just the enemy has seduced their mind, God is able. God is able to bring those kids back to their families. We know that the world is waxing colder and colder every day. Men's, you know, hearts are failing them for the lack of love, but I still know a loving God. Hallelujah. I still know one that cares for me. I still know one that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or even think. Hallelujah. So, honey, before you share, can you just send up a word of prayer?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you, Lord. We thank you. We look to you because you are the only help that we know.
Yes.
We know that man can only do so much, and you have blessed man with so many abilities, so many tools, and to advance some foreign technology and medicine and all these things. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that ultimately it's all in your hands. Life and death is in your hands. The power to heal, even the knowledge to treat diseases, it all comes from you. And when man and his medicine can do nothing more, Father, you are able to just go in and heal and restore and renew, just as you did with the man with the withered hand. You just had him to reach it out, and it became new. And the man who was blind, how you just, even yourself, Jesus, how you just put mud on his eyes, and then he was able to see again. Yes. And even in the garden, when Peter cut off the soldier's ear, and you just picked it up, and you put it back on him, and it was just healed instantaneously. Yes. Father, that's the kind of God that you are. That's the kind of healer that you are. Those that had leprosy back in the ancient days, that was the deadly disease that we, that is the equivalent of our cancer today, just seeming to be incurable. But you are able, through your prophets, through your word, through your touch, able to heal even lepers in that day. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, too hard for you. Father, right now we just pray for our sister, hallelujah, that you will heal and deliver. Lord, that you will baffle and amaze the doctors, that you will give faith and strength and just a powerful testimony to that family, to that sister, hallelujah, our sister who is in need of you right now. We stand in agreement with her. We stand in agreement with all that are praying for her. But Father, you said in your word that if two or more would be together, that if we would touch and agree, if we would believe, if we would ask the Father in your name, that it shall be done. Father, we're doing all those things right now according to your word. And now, Lord God, we are just expecting to see a miraculous recovery. Lord God, however you do it, whether you do it through the hands of the doctors, whether you do it through the medicines that they prescribe, or whether you just go in and just take control yourself, take their hands off, and just show them an obvious miracle. Father, we just pray that the work is done. We just pray that the recovery is made. We just pray that there will be restoration, that she will live a long life, testifying of your goodness, just as you healed me from cancer, Lord, through the hands of the doctor. And here it is, 10 years later, hallelujah, and I'm still cancer-free. That's the kind of God you are. Just as we had our brother, CC, who was laid just on life support, given up for dead, but you raised him up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. These are cases that we know of. We know that you're faithful. We know that you're able. And we're calling you right now, Lord God, to do that work again. Hallelujah, we know, just as the song said, that you'll do it again over and over because you are a faithful God. Hallelujah, you never change. Hallelujah, your power never diminishes. And hallelujah, you are the powerful God, the healing God, the delivering God. We thank you, Lord God. Just let your blood cover right now. Move in that situation. Even from this day forward, let there be a marked recovery and improvement in the name of Jesus. And Father, hearts go out. Hallelujah, our prayers go out to all the missing children, Lord God, that are missing for whatever reason, whether they have run away or whether they were taken away. But, Father, right now, we just pray for those families for strength. We pray for those children for protection. We pray, Lord God, that wherever they are, that your blood is covering them, that they will be remain whole, that they will be all right, that they will be delivered, Lord God, and become your vessels, your testimonies, Lord God. However you would do it, we thank you, Lord God, for doing it right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we love you, and we praise you, and we count it as done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks. Go ahead and share with us that awesome word. Bless my soul to hear it, and I ask you to share it with us today. Those that didn't get a chance to hear it, they'll get a chance to hear it today. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, let me just say that I really... I'm only going to be able to give you some of the highlights, and but God just, in our celebration last week, Evangelist Bernard asked us to speak on some certain principles or words, and those words were, I believe, and I don't have those notes in front of me, I think they were prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance. And as she was asking me to speak, it was like that word perseverance just grabbed a hold of my spirit, and my spirit grabbed a hold of it. And I just began to think about what perseverance and how perseverance is just hanging in there, not giving up, even when whatever it is that you're doing or going through is very difficult. It's just that strength, that tenacity, I think was one of the words that was used in the dictionary, just refusing to give up. And I thought about that, and as I even looked in the Bible, there was only place in the Bible that perseverance, especially when we look at the King James Version, but even when we look at the Greek words in the translation, that word shows up in one scripture in the whole Bible, and that is in Ephesians 6:18, and we're going to come back to that. That's not the beginning. I'm going to start, but we're going to come back to that. But Jesus, and the word said, pray at all times, Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, that to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And supplication, we know, is a word that refers to prayer. And so the only time that perseverance is mentioned in the Bible is associated with prayer. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, so let me just kind of back up to give you some of the other highlights. First of all, the overall theme scripture for New Testament ministries is out of Romans 12:1-2, and I thought that was just so appropriate to address. And even today, it's so appropriate to address because, as I think, we are at the end of this year. This year is fastly coming to an end. We have just a few weeks remaining, and then we're going to be going into a new year. And, we had a series a few years ago at a church that we formerly attended that talked about finishing the year strong. And I'm kind of thinking in lines of between finishing the year strong and just transitioning into a new year. Because when we go into a new year, we know that we want some things to be different. When we look back over the prior year, there are some things that didn't happen that we wanted to happen that we should have made happen. There are some things that happened that we should not have allowed to happen or that should not have happened. And there's just some things that if we look back, we really would have wanted to go differently. And what that says is that when the new year comes, we want some things to change. And this word from Romans 12, 1 and 2 kind of gives us a platform for entering into a new year. In other words, we should be going into a new year with a new mind, some new goals, some new direction, so that we can just go further in our personal lives and even more so in what the will of God is for us. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, I'm reading from a different version, the Revised Standard Version, that I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And our King James Version said, your reasonable service. And then it goes on to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so the idea here is just to have a new mind. Let's go into 2014 with a new mind, with a renewed mind. And just several points in how we go about renewing our mind. The first point, and there's more, but these are the points that I have to share with you. The first point is to forget what is behind us. This is one way to go about renewing our mind. Forget what is behind you. And so scripture reference for that would be Philippians 3, 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I know our King James Version talks about that high call in Christ Jesus. So the first part of renewing your mind is to forget all about what's going on in the past. We've had some good things that probably could have been better. We've had some failures, what we think of as failures. But you know what? Here's another mind renewal. If we try and did not succeed, doesn't necessarily mean that we have failed. Basically, we've just kind of eliminated one successful route, and we know that that's not the way. But because of the faithfulness of God, we survived whatever that what we call a failure is. So, in other words, I'm just saying, forget all of that. To renew your mind, first of all, forget all of that. Leave it behind you and look forward, and now let's press toward the mark that God has for us, according to the word here. Point two, as far as renewing your mind, we need to think on the right things. We have to take our minds off of bad thinking. I think that was kind of a buzzword, probably going back to the 80s, maybe the 90s, probably more like the 80s. Get away from stinking thinking, but think on the right things. And to go with that, let's look at Philippians 4, verse number 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true,
yes,
whatever things is honorable, whatever is just, what is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence," King James says virtue, "if there is any worthy, if anything is worthy of praise, these are the things to think about."
Yeah.
So elevate your thinking. Think on the things that are of God. And that's another way of, or another point to, or another step to renew our mind. And even to go along with that, if we look at Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, the idea here is to elevate our thinking. So the first point was to forget what's behind us. You know, don't think about those things anymore, but think on the right things. And then, now, what are some of those right things? Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2 says, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." And then it goes on to say, "Set your mind," one version of our King James Version, "set your affection on things that are above, not on the things of this earth." So we need to elevate our thinking. Think on a higher plane, not just things of this flesh and blood, things that satisfy this flesh, so that we don't get caught up in just all of the, my wife would mention that, it's we're here at the Christmas season, and how that it's become so commercialized. When these holidays come, when these days of remembrance come, we should have our mind on things above. So at Christmas, we should be thinking, what a wonderful, wonderful gift of the Savior to us. And at Easter, it's not about all the Easter eggs and the Easter bunny and the new clothes and all of this, but it's about how that we have a right now to the tree of life because our Savior laid down his life so that we do not have to die in our sins. So the third point is to set your mind on the things above. Think about higher things. Think on a higher level. And fourthly, sometimes we just have to stop and reflect on what God has done. First Chronicles 16:12 just reminds the people of Israel, remember the wonderful works that he has done, the wonders he wrought, the judgments he uttered. And the writer was referring to how that Israel was brought out of captivity and how that God did wonderful works in their sight, even in the convincing Pharaoh to let them go. The awesome works that he has done, and as they journey, the miracles that he worked before, the when they didn't have bread, he just fed them with manna from on high. When they needed water, he told the prophet to just strike the rock or speak to the rock. In either case, and there was water, and how that he was just able to give them whatever it was they needed. When Pharaoh's army changed their mind and came after them, he led them through the day with a cloud for shade, and when he and at night by pillar of fire, and he even was able to miraculously drown Pharaoh's army of a million or so in the Red Sea to protect them. He said, think about those things. When you to renew your mind, we have to think about. Just there's a song that says, just think of his goodness to you. And then there's another more modern song that says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. That's another way to renew your mind. And then the fifth and final thing that I'll mention here, John 14:6. Jesus said, Jim, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And that's not the right scripture. I believe the one I'm looking for is John 14:26, where the Bible lets us know that the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, which has come to us, will bring all things back to our remembrance. In other words, the Holy Spirit, yeah, that's 14:26. The Holy Spirit will remind us of the things that we need to be thinking about. So let the Spirit lead our thinking. So if we do those things, forget what's behind, think on the good things, think on things above, think at a higher level, and remember the things that God has done for us, and then just let the Spirit do its work in reminding us of the things that we need to be doing and hearing and thinking. That's a transforming of our mind. That way our mind can be renewed and we can go into the new year with the right frame of mind to be able to do what God wants us to do, to be able to set and achieve the right kind of goals that will help us, help our families, and not only that, but help the kingdom. And that's just important to us today. Let's go into the new year with the right frame of mind. And then as I look, even as we talked about the perseverance, the Bible lets us know that we have to persevere in things. This walk is not an easy walk. It just is not an easy walk. But God has given us all that we need, and we just have to be strong in the Lord and persevere. There was a scripture, as we talk about perseverance, in the book of Luke, and let me just get to that. When Jesus said, he spoke a parable, and he said he spoke a parable to this end, that men are always praying. And people might have thought it was strange that when I announced that I was going to be speaking on perseverance, but my scripture started off with a scripture about prayer. And the Bible goes on to say in that scripture, or in that parable, Jesus said that here's the parable, and it's that men ought to always pray and not to faint. And he said, in the town there was a certain widow. And as a matter of fact, let me just read that. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men, and there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I do not fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me. I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? We need to be faithful in our prayers. We need to persevere in our prayers. Jesus gave this example of a prayer of a woman that wanted to be avenged. And I don't know what it was she wanted to be avenged about, but she went to the judge, and she went to the judge, and she went to the judge, and she kept going to the judge, and he would put her off, and she would go away, and she would come back. And he would put her off, and she would go away and come back. This is the example that Jesus gave for our prayer. Sometimes our prayers seem not to be answered. But I know sometimes we get all these different types of books and teachings on how prayer should be. I know there's one school of thought that said if you really believe and trust with your prayer, you shouldn't just be going in what they call sometimes vain repetitions, which I don't think is a proper use there. It's not what the scripture is referring to, but some of the writers will tell you that that's vain repetition. And if you keep, if a year later you're still praying for that thing, you must not have had faith. But Jesus said, this is how you should pray. When you don't have the answer to what you want, ask again and ask again. Persevere in prayer. And that's what the Lord, that's what the Lord himself taught his disciples and taught us to do. Ephesians 6:18 says, pray at all times. In other words, don't stop praying. Pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So one of the things about prayer, saints, is that we don't only pray for ourselves. One of the scriptures lets us know that if you give, it'll be given to you. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. So if we are praying for others according to the scripture and according to the law of reciprocity that's in the Bible, then others will be praying for us. And if we will persevere for others, then others will be persevering for us. So if we're giving prayer for others, we're going to receive prayer from others for ourselves. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing for us to pray. Pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. In the name of Jesus. And those are just some of the highlights that I wanted to share. But you know what? There was, and I hope I got a few more minutes. There was something that I observed. I do some additional work. Sometime I have to work at one of the college basketball games here. And this thing, as I observe, sometimes I think about how God told the prophets. He told one prophet, he said, go and observe the potter, see what's going on. And there's a message there for you. And he told another prophet to consider the ants. So a lot of times God will just either place us somewhere to observe something or even instruct us to observe something. Well, I'm working at this basketball game. It's a college basketball game. And one of the features that I noticed was the cheerleaders. Nowadays, back in the day, The cheerleaders were just a few young ladies that jumped around and shook their pom-pom. But now cheerleading has gone to a very high level, and that cheerleading team now is men and women, so young men and young women. And one of the things that is always done is that at some point, that young man is going to lift up that young lady up above his head with his arms fully extended out, and she's going to stand there. That's just something that is standard in the, I'll call it the cheerleading industry now. But as I looked at this, I was really kind of in awe because I thought about, first of all, just an outstretched hand, the palm of a young man's hand, no matter how strong he is, that's really not, first of all, it does have to be strong, but that's really not that stable of a platform for her to stand on. But she stands there for several seconds, and what I thought is that has to take on her part a very strong, excellent core strength. And some of you that are into between nutrition and especially strength training, you know that core strength is that part of your, if you have a strong core, that's where you're able to stand, that's where you're able to have balance, that's where you're just not able to be taken down very easily. It takes core strength. And if you have a strong core, you can withstand a lot of things. So I just noticed that has to take a tremendous amount of core strength. So it's not just that young, that strong young man holding her up, but she has to have some strength within herself to be able to stand there. And but you know what? He has to be strong also. So I saw her as having a strong core, but she has to also stand and trust in a strong foundation. And I thought about our walk with God. And that's how we have to be. The Bible lets us know that we need to be strong in the Lord. That's the Bible. Says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we need to have a good, strong core. And I thought about a scripture, Ephesians, starting with verse 11. Well, let's start at verse 10. It says, finally, brethren.
What chapter, baby?
Ephesians chapter 6. Starting at verse 10, and it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the high places, in the heavenly places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you will be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And there's more to that, talking about having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and having the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and, of course, the sword of the Spirit. But the area I wanted to focus on, which says having your loins girt about with truth. And I see that loins part of having the armor on part of that body as that core part of your body. So, first of all, we have to have truth, and we have to be totally indoctrinated in the truth of the living God. The truth of God is that he is able. The truth of God is that he is our Savior. The truth of God is that there is nothing that's too hard for him. The truth of God is that he has promised to take us through no matter what the situation. He's promised to heal us. He's promised to deliver us. He's promised to keep us. He's promised that we are his. He's promised that he will be with us even until the end. He has promised that there is no weapon that is sworn against us that shall be able to prosper. He has promised, and that's the truth of God. And when we gird our loins, the truth of God, then we are strong. I think about even how the weightlifters, when they're doing the heavy weight, they put this is probably still some old technology, but they have the wide leather stiff belt that they would put around their waist or around their loins so that they can stand strong as they lift this very heavy amount of weight so that it will support them. When we have strong loins girded in the truth, then our core is strong so that we are able to stand. And then the other part of that cheerleader illustration is that they have a foundation that they're standing on. They have a young man, a strong young man, that has his arms extended and locked and strong. And she stands there, able to stand, not afraid, not wavering. And sometimes there's a little shaking, but she stands there until they've counted their seconds, and then she comes down ever so gently. That's our foundation is God. Our foundation is God. The Bible lets us know, said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We have a sure foundation that the Lord knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows where you are, and he's got you in the palm of his hand. Just like that young man as a platform has his hands stretched out and locked in, there's no way that she's going to fall. And if she should fall, if it gets a little unstable, as she comes down, he catches her right by the waist and just lifts her and just lets her gently down to the floor so that there is no injury. That's how God has us. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we get a little shaky. Peter, when he was in the boat, when Jesus was walking to them on the storm, Peter challenged him, well, Lord, if that's you, then bid me to come on the water. And he said, Peter, come. Peter got out of the boat onto that. He was strong in faith. He had a strong core at that time. And he got onto this unstable environment, which was a wavy, stormy sea, and he began to walk. But then when he took his eyes off, sometimes we get distracted, and when he took his eyes off, he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me from perish. And Jesus just reached out and took his hand. See, Jesus was his foundation. And he got out there with a strong core of strength and was able to walk. But when he lost faith, he began to fall, but he didn't drown. He began to sink, but he didn't sink because the Lord was right there. The truth, the foundation is that the truth of the Lord is he's always right there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I just thank God for his faithfulness. And then just in closing, a thought came to me, even as I was thinking about that situation with Peter, even the disciples when they were on the boat where Jesus was in the hinder part of the boat asleep. And they said, Lord, save us or we perish. And as one of the scriptures and one of the songs says, don't you care that we perish? And you know what? The Lord, the Holy Spirit let me realize they were, no matter what it seemed like, they were never, ever in any danger of going down because Jesus was on the ship with them. Jesus had them in control. He just got up and shook himself and said, peace to the sea, and there was instant peace. Whatever your situation is, prayer, let's be strong in the Lord. Let's always be in prayer. And let's go into this new year with a new mind that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have a strong core. I can stand according to the word of God. And I've got a foundation that I'm standing on that won't let me down. If we walk like that in the new year and just let our faith grow from faith to a higher level of faith, we'll have a year as never before. And it's just time now for the saints to do what God has for them to do. And that's my word. Those are just the highlights, though, and with a few extras thrown in there of what we talked about on last week, but I was just encouraged by the thought of persevering, that if we just hammer through, we just have to hammer through. We have to be tenacious. Just never, ever, ever give up. Even if we're set back, even if we're knocked back, even if we are knocked to our knees sometimes. When you're not to your knees, just bow your head and pray and say, Lord, I thank you for strength, and watch the strength of the Lord just come in and lift you up so you can go on again. Because, again, I say, this is all, the battle is already won. We're just waiting on the final bell. So we'll take whatever bruises are coming. We'll take whatever setbacks are coming. But knowing the end is that we win. In fact, we've already won. Be encouraged, and let's go into the new year with a new mind.
Amen, amen. I was so blessed last week hearing that, hearing you speak, baby, and the little add-on that you did today. I don't know, it's just perseverance. I thank the Lord for you giving us that word this day. Amen, amen, amen. And I know that our listeners are encouraged by what you're saying. You know, when we get into this season of holidays and we go from Thanksgiving and it looks like you turn your head, and we're right at Christmas. So we were just celebrating Thanksgiving, and here we are, you know, less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. And it's not always a happy time for everyone. I know that back home, our First Lady, Lady Mary P. Ellis, was taken away from us at this time, so I'm sending up prayer for the Ellis family and especially my bishop, because he's so sentimental. I know that he's having a hard time at this time, keeping himself busy in the church, I'm sure, but I know that he's in his downtime when he has to go home. He's thinking about Lady Ellis and thinking about the Mackey family, who lost their mother the same day that Sister Ellis left and went home to be with the Lord, Sister Mackey.
passed. Did you know that, baby? That Sister Mackie
No,
passed.
I sure did not.
Yeah, she passed on the same day that Mom passed, Mama Ella. She passed on the same day.
Oh, I certainly friends. Wish I had known that.
Yeah, the services are this Tuesday at the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of Morgan Park there in Chicago, my home church is your second home church. But, yeah, so it's not always a joyful time around the holidays, but God, and if we persevere and go through, God promised, like you said, babe, when we could go to the end of the book and see that we win, all we have to do is hold on. Amen. Thank you, baby. That was a right word at a right time. And thank you for giving us that word this morning. And I see we have another caller that has joined us. Let me see if they would like to. Oh, they're gone. Okay. Amen, amen, amen. So we just thank God for you, babe, and giving that word. And it's, as you were speaking, my mind was just, I was able to get my Bible and go through the scriptures with you, and just a blessing knowing that we can depend on God and we can trust in God, and that if we pray about things, you know, but we don't always believe that we're going to receive them. Sometimes we're just praying, and to me that is when you're praying amiss. When you're just praying something and you're not believing that you're going to receive it, that to me is praying amiss. But God promised us if we believe. Now, God doesn't always answer our prayers the way that we would like for him to answer them. He doesn't always say yes when we want him to say yes. He doesn't always give us the things that we want for him, or we pray to ask him, even if we believe them. But we know that he is all wise and all knowing, and he knows the beginning from the end, and he knows that what detriment every yes would be to us. You know, they often use the illustration about your child. If you give your child the keys to your car at 7 years old because they ask for them, we know that it would be to their demise, or at least, you know, cause us a lot of money. So God knows the beginning from the end, and he does have our best at heart when we pray. Amen, babe. That was a good word, a really good word, and I marked them down in my as you were reading them. But could you give us again the scriptures that you read from, in case we didn't get a chance, you know, that our listeners didn't get a chance to write them down? Because I didn't write them down. I just wrote, you know, went to the scriptures in my Bible and wrote them as you were.
Amen. I can do that. First of all, I started off with Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And, of course, the focus there was on not being conformed to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And then 5 points to mind renewal are Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. That is forgetting the things that are behind us. Then Philippians Philippians 4, verse 8. That is, the point there is to think on the right things. And then Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Again, having to do with thinking, and that is thinking on things above, or thinking at a higher level. And then 1 Chronicles 16:12, that is remembering the things that God has done. And then John 14:26, and that is allowing the Holy Ghost to bring things to our remembrance. Are those the scriptures that you were referring to, or did you want all of them?
Well, that's fine. I mean, you can give all of them. We have time. It's plenty of time. Just such a blessing. I had gotten into the habit years ago of taking a pad to church with me so that I can write the scriptures down. And it's always good to write the scriptures down and rehearse them over and over in your mind, the things that the Lord is speaking to his people, so that you can feed off of it, gain strength. You know, like naturally when you eat, you gain strength from the things that you eat. You can gain strength from the things. He said that his word is life. It's life. And as we eat life, you know, we'll have life. Hey.
Okay, I'm sorry, I had come unhooked here. Were you able to get all the, were those the scriptures that you had in mind, or were there, did you want the rest of them as well?
Yeah, you can give all of them.
Okay. And then I talked about just perseverance in prayer. First of all, Luke, the 18th chapter. Verses 1 through, I think it was verses 1 through 4, where we have the example of Jesus telling us that we ought to always pray. And also 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. I'm sorry, backing up. Ephesians 6 and 18, talking about the perseverance and prayer, how that perseverance and prayer go together. In fact, perseverance is only mentioned in the Bible one time. That is that scripture, and it's associated with prayer. Amen.
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 Thank you, baby. Now, 2 Timothy 2 and 19, is that one?
2 Timothy 2, 19, and that was going with my example of the cheerleader illustration, how that we have to have a good, strong core strength, and then, of course, we're standing on a sure foundation. So when we are functioning in the grace like that cheerleader functions in, we're standing on our good core strength that we've gotten from the truth of God, but also standing on the foundation of God. And that refers to 2 Timothy 2:19, letting us know that the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. And then Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, talking about us having on the whole armor of God, and the focus was there on girding, having our loins or our core gird about with the truth. And the truth of God is that basically his foundation stands sure. And so if we stand on that foundation, then we cannot be taken down.
Amen. And that reminds me of a song that we used to sing, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. That's our core. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." You know, as I heard you on last week, and you were saying how you like the new songs, you like the songs that are being sung now, worship songs and praise songs, but nothing beats those old songs that we used to sing. And I often say sometimes we've thrown the baby away in the bathwater because we don't always sing those songs, and the young people don't like to hear those songs. Amen. But those songs sometimes will get you through and take you to the throne. You know, when you can't get a prayer through, when you feel like you can't pray, and you start singing those songs. There's the new songs also, but those songs can get you to the throne room, get you to God, so that you can make your petition known when your heart is heavy. And you lead me to a rock that is higher than I. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you, baby. Thank you for giving us that. Those words of inspiration, words of trust, encouragement to let us know that God is able to do. All we have to do is persevere. All we have to do is believe, you know, in what the Lord is telling us. All we have to do is believe. Okay? Amen, amen, amen. Well, you know, sometimes we just get on here and the time just goes so quickly for us. It's not going as quickly today, but it is going quickly. And I just want to play this song by James Fortune, "I Believe."
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe. I know it's already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe.
God will fix it. Yes, He will. If you just believe. Oh, that God's a giver. I know you've been crying at night, but I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better.
To the single parents,
go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Yes, I do believe.
You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it.
We've been made only do it for a night. Oh, John,
if you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
What we have to do, we have to believe that the things that we pray for and we ask God for, that He's going to do them for us. We have to believe it and pray. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, babe, we are anticipating you picking me up tomorrow, and I'll let you know the time. It's going to be early because the kids. The Lord blessed Tiffany to win some tickets on her job for a football game. So they'll be going to the game early. So, honey, are you there? Oh, I guess he heard the grandson. I didn't hear you.
So I heard you were on multitasking, and I didn't hear all that you were saying. Could you say that again?
I said the kids are, Tiffany wants some tickets to a football game, so we'll have to meet kind of early.
Okay. Let me finish up what I'm doing. I'll be right back on the line. Okay.
Okay, we're going to go into another song. We're going to go into another song.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
I guess everyone is kind of busy during this time. But we're going to be here regardless of whether we have a guest, regardless of whether anyone else joins us. We will be here at this time every week, every Saturday. You can join us. They overcame 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Central time, and 8 a.m. Eastern time. And join us, and don't sit on your testimony. Don't sit on your praise for the Lord. Let the Lord, let the world know what our God is doing in your life. The world know that we still serve a Savior. He's not dead. He's not in a grave somewhere. He's in heaven. He's in us. He's in us. And that's what we're here for. So, babe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We just thank God for
the broadcast today. And thank you, Lord, for even the words that you set. And we just pray that everyone, as you mentioned, baby, that everyone who has listened, who will listen, that they will be blessed and that the Lord will be glorified. And we just continue to pray those prayers that we prayed earlier for our sister. Give me our sister's name again with the liver cancer.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
I'm sorry?
I said I'll give it to you in just a minute. Lavonda.
Okay. Yeah.
Staples. Lavonda Staples is
her name. Amen. And we continue to pray and hold her up in prayer, knowing that God is able and that he is in complete control. We pray for her healing. We pray for the strength of her family, both her natural family and the church family, specifically those in New Destiny Ministry that are holding her up in prayer along with us. And we just thank God for knowing that he'll do just what he said he would do. And we continue to pray for those young people who are missing, the majority of which generally are young ladies, but just children everywhere that are missing, no matter what the reason. We pray for their safety, their safe return to where God has for them to be. And we just thank God for his faithfulness and thank God for you for hosting this broadcast, for sacrificing to make sure that the goodness of God is shared. One of the Psalms that says, make known his deeds among the people, and for you being diligent in following that word.
Amen. Amen. I also want to say, honey, that we need to pray for, as you know, that when you were diagnosed, that we had the Lord placed us, you know, like I said, the Lord knows what he's doing. We don't always understand, you know. I myself sit back and, you know, ponder the things that are done, and I'm just so amazed, you know. For years I could be in confusion. Well, Lord, why did that happen? Why did that happen? And then years later, we see, oh, okay, it happened, so that this could happen. When you were diagnosed, we had a health minister in our church who have since become very dear friends of ours. And I want to pray that when you get devastating news about your health, that you are open to receive and do the things that you need to do to bring. Yes, God can heal you, but there's still a part that we have to play. And sometimes, you know, we continue to eat the things that we've eaten prior to us becoming ill, and when revelation comes to you that there are some things that you need to change, we don't do them, you know. So I'm praying that people will have an open mind to accept and follow the advice that will help them ultimately to good health, to bring them back to good health. So I just wanted to add that little tidbit on to the prayer.
Amen. Then are we ready for prayer?
Yes, we are.
Father, in Jesus' name, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we have given to you and spent with you and in fellowship with our brothers and sisters across this country and across even the world that are part of this broadcast. Lord, we look to you right now as we have laid our petitions before you according to your word, that you heal, that you deliver, that you restore, that you return children back to the place that they should be, that you protect them. We have laid petitions before you, Lord God, that those with health issues and other devastating issues, that they are open to hear from you through whether it be counseling, through the Holy Ghost, that they will be open to do those things that you have allowed, that you have instructed or led them to do. We think even of the testimony given last week how that the sister whose child was missing, and how that you, Holy Ghost, spoke to her, showed her in a vision where she was, and once the research was done and become aware that she went there and found her loved one. Father, you're able to do those things over and over and over again. And those who have been healed, even through just following the word of your prophet, the phrase of old, name and just dip in the water at the word of the prophet. And even Dr. Malcolm, Dr. Malcolm, who heard your word and through nutrition was able to heal, receive healing of his cancer without intervention from doctors because he followed what was given. Let us, Lord God, whatever we go through, let us be open to wise counsel and follow those things, knowing that you said words to heal, words to deliver, words to lead us out of things. In the name of Jesus, we just pray that that goes through in your kingdom. Let your kingdom dwellers, the people of your kingdom, our brothers and sisters, let us always be open. Some of us go through financial difficulties, and we need to hear from others, not worrying about the shame of letting our business be known, not worried about embarrassment, but be more concerned about just coming out so that those who have wise counsel will give it in a way that is loving and caring, so that no one is made to feel bad, and those who need the counsel will hear it and walk according to those words. In the name of Jesus, we just pray, oh, the spirit of obedience upon your people. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of receiving and obedience. In the name of Jesus, because we know that to obey is better than sacrifice.
your word and do what you have said. Lord God, we know that we will be made whole, we will be delivered, we will walk in prosperity, we will walk in victory, we will be above and not beneath. That's what your word said. If we would obey your word, then all of these things would happen to us. Then your blessings will overtake us. In the name of Jesus, we just pray that on your people today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And until next week, we just want to praise him.
Forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done. For me. Blessings and.
Blessings and glory.
And honor.
And honor.
Hey, oh, oh,
hey, oh.
Belong. 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 Belong.
Oh,
Jesus.